you say that 30 children got rescued. Was this mission impossible, and you sneak in and grab them and run off? Or
no, what? Nope. In the fishing industry, it doesn't work that way. Our program, this may be hard to believe, but the way they work is that they go and talk to the fishermen who have these children under their control, and they persuade them to give up the children voluntarily. They explain that it's illegal for them to do this. They could get in trouble and, you know, put a little pressure on them, pressure of conscience. It doesn't work that way in India. In India, they have to do raids to get the children out of the carpet looms.
What do you mean by a raid? What do they physically do?
What they do is they get the local police to go with them, them being representatives of this organization, and they kind of try and sneak up, because it's hard to sneak up, because sometimes there are police informants who will say, watch out, somebody's coming by today. But if they can pull it off, they suddenly appear at the loom, just run through the place and grab the children. It's terrifying for the children, but there's really no other way to do it. Put them in a car and take them away, and to explain to them what's happened. Of course, the children are terrified because they've been told that if anybody ever comes that they should hide, because the people who will be coming will be awful dangerous people. So they've been scared off from this kind of thing.
Somewhere there's a child a-crying. Somewhere there's a child a-crying. Somewhere there's a child a-crying. Crying for freedom in South Africa.
Somewhere there's a child a-crying. Somewhere there's a child a-crying. Crying for freedom in South Africa.